brothers and sisters in Christ use that we're not so used to in the Catholic Church. Do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Is He your personal Lord and Savior? For some reason, we get kind of uncomfortable with these things, but there is a Catholic answer to those questions. And that answer is a resounding yes. In our human lives, what's the most personal relationship that we have? It's within a family, especially within the relationship between a spouse. And blood is thicker than water, right? My family has been chosen for me, and we are chosen for our family. This relationship, as I said, is lived in that very special way between a husband and wife, in that marital embrace, bringing that unity of body and soul, feeding the health of the family, feeding everything else within the family until death do us part. That's what our readings are about today. The Israelite people, again, have turned away from God, and they've been gone. They've been taken away from their promised land. They've broken that relationship that God desires for us. But God knows that we don't have a perfect human family, whatever that might be. But we have our families. Within families, there are always disputes, there are always arguments, there's always things that are going on. Sometimes there's hurt and pain within a family that leads to a separation. God knows this. That separation is what the Israelite people experience today. They've been taken captive by the Babylonians. They've been pulled out of the promised land. They've been taken slave. But God was now calling them home, inviting them back into that relationship. He makes a covenant with them again and again, even though they continually turn away from Him again and again. There is that separation, but there's always that regeneration. Disputes and fights, Isaiah speaks of this. He knows what separates these people from God, but God invites them back. They've been reconciled. As a bridegroom rejoices in his bride, so shall your God rejoice in you. God calls his children into a very special relationship, a relationship that is imaged by a wedding, by a marriage. We are made in his image and likeness, and that is lived in most clearly in our lives as that relationship between a husband and wife. It's not surprising that Jesus' first sign comes at a wedding. This passage is also a foretaste of the Eucharist. These ceremonial jars of water, huge jars, they're used at Jewish celebrations for washing, for purification, just as we are purified when we come to receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Water changed into wine. Water is necessary for human life. We know that. But it represents the old. It represents the law that was given to Moses. A law that is written on stone tablets. Calls to mind Moses striking the desert, that rock in the desert with water gushing forth. But the new rock is the church. You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The water changed into wine. Wine recalling what Christ has given. Grace, truth, and mercy, not written on stone tablets, but written on human hearts. I have come that you might have life and might have it to the full. The law remains. It doesn't go away, but it's lived in a new way. We don't keep the law in order to earn salvation, in order to earn anything. God won't love us anymore, but we keep it in recognition of what we have been given. We keep it in thanksgiving. We see these qualities of God that He desires in His relationship with us. And we see that sometimes we let each other down. But also, at times, we hold each other up. It's a life of knowing that we are loved and that we are forgiven. Not a humanly perfect life, but it is a life of celebrations with marriages and children and baptisms and anniversaries. All the things that we celebrate in our families. But it's also a life of death and illness. A life of challenges, accidents. It is that family life. And it is a life that it would be very difficult to sustain all by ourselves, just on human powers and human strengths. We see these attributes of our family, we want to give them to other parts of our life as well. Wherever our passions might lie. Sports, music, movies, hobbies. Whatever is important to us, we give them We speak of them as family. You know, with the Green Bay, with the Packers, probably quite a few people here are part owners of the Packers. But that doesn't mean that you have a say in who they're going to draft or have a say in what play is going to be called. But we still call them our team, right? What would we give in sacrifice to have been there in Arizona last night? What would we give in sacrifice to guarantee a win? How long would we wait in line for something that we really want? We see, as leading into Black Friday, we see all of the lines that people wait in line for days to get a certain thing that they want. If there's a concert or a big event going on, people will go and they will camp out for days in order to get what they want. How far would we travel? What sacrifices would we make? Unfortunately, sometimes we get confused and we sacrifice the things that are truly important, that are really, we don't want to sacrifice. But we'll sacrifice family for some momentary enjoyment. We'll sacrifice our relationship with God for some momentary enjoyment. There's nothing wrong with sports or movies or hobbies, but the force of Star Wars is not going to save you. 10 Super Bowl victories for the Packers is not heaven. A World Series for the Cubs is not, it's just fleeting. That's probably why it only comes every 100 years. But what is lasting is that relationship with our Heavenly Father. That does not go away. It is a personal relationship. It is an intimate relationship. It's not based on what we offer to God. It is based on what God offers to us. The very life of His only begotten Son who became one of us. We celebrate that sacrifice, that Paschal sacrifice at each and every Mass. It becomes present. And we are strengthened when we are fed by His body and blood. His soul and divinity. It doesn't get any more personal. It doesn't get any more intimate than that. So yes, we do have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. And He is our personal Savior. Our relationship with Him gives life to the force of the life to our lives. It gives life to our human relationships. It gives life to our work. It gives life to our leisure. To the one who has given everything that He has, to the one who has given everything that He is, our Creator, who has become one of us, who's offered every drop of blood so that we can be His sons and daughters, His brothers and sisters. So what are the priorities in my life? And what sacrifices am I willing to make to bring them into reality?